Governor Herbert told employees of the Department of Workforce Services South County Employment Center, Utah's economy is growing at 3 times the national average and is the second fastest growing state in the U.S. But
the niche area that we have extreme concern about is our veterans and getting them back to work. And so this effort here is going to be a part of our finding 1,000 jobs in 1,000 days and then some to get people back to work.
DWS Executive Director Kristen Cox says the department will match real-time market information with military occupation specialties.
We can count their credit and their experience and everything they've learned in the service and count that towards jobs, certifications, and even higher ed. And that's our responsibility and our focus today. So,
for example, Governor Herbert says he was trained in the military as a surveyor. If he were returning home now, he says with this new initiative, he could go to the Department of Workforce Services and explain the training and skills he acquired in the military.
And then they'd say, guess what? There's an engineering firm here. There's a survey crew here. There's opportunities in the marketplace. Let's help you get prepared. Get your licensing if necessary. Work with the Department of Commerce as needs be and get me classified as a licensed surveyor.
Higher Education Commissioner Bill Cederberg says there are few occupational specialties that are hard to translate into higher education.
They could be something dealing with detonating explosives or something like that that are critical in the military but won't translate so easily. What we really have to do is to take a look at each individual student and to say, what were you trained in and what can apply to our institution?
Cederberg says the biggest impediment to service members finding meaningful work is setting a career pathway.
I think it gets very confusing very fast out there because we have all these schools with different requirements and different ideas and different strategies. And so I think the biggest impediment probably maybe lies in our shoulders. We need to make it simpler for people.
According to the Department of Workforce Services, about 5,000 Utah veterans are out of work. I'm Whitney Evans, KCBW News.